Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday and headed into the BTN Bash Weekend edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, yeah, the British Tech Bash is coming, babies. If you haven't got your tickets, you still can get a few tickets. We got the curry night tonight. Don't forget about that. That's happening today. So if you haven't got your curry ticket yet, you can still get that. BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. And Ewan's told me that he's opened up a few more tickets for the bash tomorrow. You can get that at the same place, BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Get your bash tickets for tomorrow. Get your curry night tonight. Get ready to have one fantastic funk out weekend. Oh, yeah. Anyways, we got the news show for you today. It is the 22nd of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours. Yeah, because we didn't have a show yesterday. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll get you caught up now in around a little over 5 minutes today, okay? All right. Well, Friday ain't starting off very good for the guy that owns Kick-Ass Torrents over there. You know that place? Yeah. Now, we all know Kick-Ass Torrents went down. We think, okay, well, something's up. Well, indeed, something sure was. That's because they finally found out who the owner was of Kick-Ass Torrents via his iTunes account and Facebook. Apparently, the guy was operating the Kick-Ass Torrents Facebook fan page, and he was doing that with his personal email. Yeah, it's kind of stupid. That email led to his .me account. Yes, this goes over to iTunes now. Because of his iTunes purchases, his records for IP address for all the transactions came up, and then his IP address then was tied to a Bitcoin account. I guess this is what you get when you use one email address for everything, especially when you run a pirate site. Hey, Spotify people out there. There's a lot of you, yeah, including myself. How would you like it if Spotify sold some of your information? Would you like that? Probably not, but I don't think we have a choice. Yeah, that's right. Spotify now is opening up its data to targeted advertising. Oh, yay. What are they going to get? Well, they're going to get your age, your gender, the music that you like, and they're going to give that off to third-party companies. According to Spotify, they're going to give advertisers access to the 70 million people that use the Spotify free ad-supported streaming service across 59 countries. These ads will be targeted to those people and will be about 15 to 30 seconds in length. So if they do come up on your Spotify and you think, boy, this sounds kind of really directed towards me, it's because it is now. Now, what Spotify hasn't said is they're going to give off for paying subscribers. Now, yeah, we don't get ads, but that doesn't mean they're not going to sell off our information somewhere else, right? Hopefully not, but maybe we'll keep some tabs on Spotify to see exactly what they're up to over there in their advertising information department. Verizon customers in the U.S., yeah, like that unlimited data, don't ya? Well, it's only unlimited to 100 gigabits per month now. That's because if you go over that, Verizon's going to kick you off the network. Basically, what this boils down to is that once what Verizon gave you unlimited will now be switching you over to their 100 gigabyte single month plan. And if you're not happy about that and think, excuse me, I just want to stay on the plan I'm on now, you don't have a choice. Now, according to the Verizon statement, they're saying that because our network is a shared resource, we need to ensure all customers have a great mobile experience with Verizon. We are notifying a very small group of customers on unlimited plans who use extraordinary amount of data. Oh, by the way, to rub more salt into the wound, you know that unlimited plan that was $49.99 a month? Well, that 100 gigabyte plan, it costs $450 a month now. Say, what the hell? Yeah, I got a feeling not going to have a whole hell of a lot of happy Verizon customers come August 31st, because that's when this is going to take place. You worried about your iPhone being secured? Well, Edward Snowden's here to save the day. Yeah, that Edward Snowden, the guy that leaked all that NSA stuff and now is hiding out in Russia somewhere. Probably sipping a little vodka right now with Putin. Hello, yes, it's Putin. Anyways, I guess he's had some free time on his hands and has decided to design an iPhone case to prevent wireless snooping. They presented yesterday a design of the MIT Media Lab for a case-like on device that monitors electrical signals sent to an iPhone's internal antennas. Wow, I didn't think I was going to get through that whole sentence. Now, basically, what it looks like is an external battery case with a small monocolor screen. Anyways, they got these probe wires that read the radio's electronic signals, and by doing so, the modified phone warns you when these signals transmit information when they're meant to actually be off. Then you'll instantly receive alert messages or even an audible alarm, and the phone will be shut off automatically. So if you're living in the world of paranoia, perfect device for you. You might remember back in Wednesday's show, we were talking about Zuckerberg's laser internet service. Well, that might have to wait for a little while, as we all know. But hey, Facebook still got some good internet news. They finally launched that first solar-powered drone that's going to deliver internet from the skies. Amazingly, it's only taken 2 years of engineering and a lot of scale model flights to achieve this, but now the beta test is currently underway. The drone, by the way, which is called Agula, actually has a wingspan comparable to commercial airliners. So yeah, this thing's freaking big. But it actually weighs one-third of an actual car. It can fly at about 60,000 feet on about 5,000 watts of power. Of course, the bird did not go completely unscathed. There was one little hiccup when the thing landed. Had a little structural fracture on landing. So yeah, gotta work that one out. All in all, from what we're hearing from Facebook, it was a pretty good test. So who knows? It may not be too much longer before we start seeing a whole bunch of Zucker birds in the air. And finally, speaking of things flying, earlier this week we told you about Mercedes and that cool old high-tech golf cart that they made. That we don't really know how much it costs, but if you got a lot of money, you might want to have one. Personally, I'm leaning more towards this thing for golf now. It's a flying golf cart. Oh, yes. It's actually called the Bubba's Jetpack, and it's based from Bubba Watson, who I guess is a PGA player right now. I don't know. I don't follow golf, do you? But unfortunately, as you guessed it, this thing is more of a marketing tool than anything right now. But it actually does work. It's actually capable of flying up to 3,000 feet while traveling 45 miles per hour. Who knew the game of golf could be so fast? Better yet, it also gets 19 miles on a single tank of gas, so getting in 18 holes, it should be no problem. How the thing actually works? Well, you kind of strap yourself into the sort of cage-looking thing, and you got your golf clubs on the back of it, and you just go to zoom up in the air and go from your ball to ball to ball, and depends how many strokes you got. Mind you, though, you might want to be the only one on the course using this, because it's kind of loud, and I get the feeling you're going to piss off a lot of other players. Oh, and by the way, I think there's only one of them, so if you're really interested, you might want to get a hold of Bubba Watson. In the meantime, you can drool if you want to by watching a YouTube video. Just search for Bubba's Jetpack. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN website, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. Of course, you can get all the shows on iTunes as well. And you heard me say it before. I gotta say it again. It's the Bash weekend. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it to the Bash, but hopefully some of our listeners are going to be coming to the Bash. I hope you are. It's going to be a great, great weekend. If you haven't got that ticket, remember, there's still a few little left. I don't know if that's proper grammar. No, I don't think so. But yes, there's a few left. BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Get them right now. Follow the British Tech Network on Twitter @BritishTech. Follow me too on Twitter as well @KyleSwagger. And don't forget about our lovely BTN community over at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be returning on Monday, probably with a little Bash weekend hangover. But don't worry, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great weekend. Have a great 2016 BTN Bash. And thank you very much for listening.